Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 21st. You'll be interested to know, 19 years ago, today, in 2006, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the first public tweet stating, "Just setting up my Twitter." This marked the beginning of a revolutionary social media platform that would transform communication and information sharing globally, changing how people interact and connect in the digital age. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 4 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at just 1 mile per hour, keeping the surface smooth and inviting for surfers. As the day progresses, watch for a slight shift in conditions. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 4 feet at 12 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be 1 foot at 10:15 a.m., with a half-foot low tide at 11:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Day West reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday will experience choppy conditions, especially in the afternoons with 8 to 9 mile per hour onshore winds. Morning sessions will be more favorable, starting with clean surf at 3 to 5 feet on Saturday, dropping slightly by Monday. Expect afternoon chop to affect wave quality, with persistent winds leading to challenging surf conditions throughout the period. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:03. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 69 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 50 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies through Monday with highs around 68 to 72. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, with lows in the low 50s to mid 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, City of San Diego leaders are proposing significant changes to parking regulations. Effective January 31st, most hourly parking meter rates increased from $1 to $2, following a resolution by the San Diego City Council. The city oversees approximately 5,700 metered parking spaces. On Thursday, the Active Transportation and Infrastructure Committee will review a comprehensive parking reform package that will amend Municipal Code Chapter 8. This includes updating parking fees, regulations for parking meter proceeds, and enhancing residential parking permit programs. However, major adjustments to rates or enforcement are not expected immediately. Now on to sports. The Boston Celtics have officially been sold for an astounding $6.1 billion, marking the highest price in North American sports history. Bill Chisholm, managing partner of Symphony Technology Group, is set to take ownership, with the transaction announced by the current ownership group. This sale eclipses the previous record set by the Washington Commanders, which sold for $6.1 billion in 2023. Chisholm, a lifelong Celtics fan, expressed excitement about collaborating with team president Brad Stevens and coach Joe Mazzulla, while the Celtics navigate their future amid significant luxury tax implications. In local sports, last night, the Milwaukee Bucks triumphed over the Lakers 118-89 at Crypto.com Arena. Giannis Antetokounmpo was spectacular, scoring 28 points and securing 10 rebounds. Damian Knecht contributed 17 points for the Lakers. The Bucks improved to 40-30, while the Lakers stand at 43-27. The Lakers' struggles continue as they committed 22 turnovers. Tomorrow night, the Lakers face the Chicago Bulls at Crypto.com Arena. And tomorrow afternoon, the Kings at 36th, 21-9, take on the Hurricanes in LA. With Anz Kopitar leading the charge at 37 points, the Kings look to extend their winning streak. The Hurricanes face challenges with key players out. In top news, London's Heathrow Airport has closed for the day after a fire at a nearby electricity substation caused significant power outages. In a statement, the airport said, "To maintain the safety of our passengers and colleagues, we have no choice but to close Heathrow until tomorrow." The London Fire Brigade reported that a transformer was ablaze, leading to the evacuation of 150 people. The cause of the fire remains unknown. Passengers are advised not to go to the airport until it reopens, as significant disruption is expected. In business news, San Francisco has suspended the nonprofit Collective Impact from receiving city funding due to an investigation revealing ties to former Human Rights Commission Director Cheryl Davis. City Attorney David Chu stated that the organization will be prohibited from city contracts for up to 5 years. Allegations include misuse of funds for Davis' personal ventures, including her son's tuition at UCLA. The city claims the company, Collective Impact, submitted false reimbursement claims and paid stipends to employees in violation of city ethics rules. Xu emphasized that public funds must be used appropriately to support vulnerable communities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% for the week to about $85,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $2,000. And Goetze's Maximus is down 6% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Perplexity AI is in discussions to raise funds at a valuation of $18 billion, according to a source familiar with the matter. This valuation marks a significant increase from the previous $9 billion reported in November. Backed by notable figures including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Japan's SoftBank Group, Perplexity aims to enhance its search tools amid rising demand. The company is considering raising between $500 million and $1 billion. Perplexity has faced criticism for alleged content copying, but is developing features like the new web browser Comet to improve its offerings. And in entertainment news, Ann Anthony and Joe Russo, the directors of Avengers Endgame, are embarking on an ambitious new venture. They are building a high-tech studio aimed at harnessing artificial intelligence to empower artists in creating films, shows, and video games with potentially smaller budgets. Inspired by their latest film, The Electric State, the Russo brothers are focused on how AI can be a tool for artistry rather than a replacement for artists. Their goal is to ensure that artists lead technological innovation, creating tools that enhance the creative process and address Hollywood's rising production costs. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British politician and statesman, Winston Churchill. And he said, "Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.